decide now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 300,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you are doing well. If this is your first time listening, greetings and thank you. Appreciate you taking time to listen to the podcast. If you are a repeat listener, thank you very much. Appreciate your support, your patronage, and I hope you find this podcast as informative as the other ones. You know, when I started my coaching, my warrior mind coaching, one of the things that I focused on was becoming a mental strength coach and helping folks develop mental strength for peak performance. And what I'd like to do is go back and just talk about mental strength for a little bit. I've recently delved back into mental toughness, if you will, and mental strength and some of the factors that are behind it. And there's some great scientific evidence. There's some psychometrics around developing mental toughness and mental strength. And there's some very specific processes. So first, I'd just like to talk about my difference between mental strength and mental toughness. So one of the things is when we hear about mental toughness, for me, what I think of is something that is tolerating. We're tolerating something. We're becoming tough. We're becoming maybe insensitive. You know, when you walk around barefoot all the time, your feet get tough. That's because they get calloused. And what happens when they get calloused is they don't get as sensitive anymore. So for me, I like to use the word mental strength because that to me gives an image of becoming stronger because of something. So when you go to the weight room, or go to the gym and you are either running, you can run a mile in, you know, 10 minutes and then you become stronger and run it in 9 minutes and then run it, become stronger, run it in 7 minutes, or you start lifting weights. Strength is a growth process. And when we can become stronger, we become more adept at handling that same stressor or even more. So although they really are the same thing, mental strength and mental toughness when it comes to the components of it, I just like to use the word mental strength. So I just wanted to establish that. Another thing is let's talk about what mental strength is not first. So many people have a connotation that mental strength is winning at all costs, and it's not. It's not winning at all costs. As a matter of fact, it's not even about winning. It's about doing the best you can under those circumstances. And this is what's really important is that we have to understand that it's doing the best we can. It's not always about winning. I think I forgot who the athlete was talking about. It might have been Michael Phelps talking about all the athletes that were having personal records in the Olympics. They all demonstrated mental strength because although they didn't win the race, they did their personal bests. Also, mental strength is not about being macho. It's not about this toughness, this machoism going around. And it's definitely not that. And also surprisingly, or not surprisingly, but people think again that when you're mentally tough, you're insensitive. And this is why I like to use the word mental strength. But actually science, research has shown us that the mentally strong are more emotionally sensitive. They're more emotionally intelligent than those that have not developed it. So let's take a look at some definitions first, or at least one dead definition of mental strength, or it was actually coined as mental toughness. So I'm going to go back and forth with these two terminologies in this podcast and just for using the correct references. So mental toughness is a personality trait which determines in large part how people deal with challenge, stressors, and pressure, irrespective of prevailing circumstances. So it's really important to understand here that it is a personality trait. And just like other personality traits, it is plastic. It has plasticity in it, which means that we can learn how to become mentally strong. It means that we can adapt our behaviors, just like a lot of our personalities. If we want to, I mean, the science has shown that the brain is plastic. It can learn new things. It can grow new neural networks. It can do amazing things. And this also helps us understand that we can change our personality, if you will, and especially our mental strength. So our mental strength is learnable. We can take some things and learn how to be more mentally stronger. The key, though, that is to learn that, though, it has to be experiential. You just can't read a book. So like in my program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, I give specific assignments for you to go out and do things. And when you can do those, you'll start to develop that mental strength. If you just read them and don't do them, your mental strength will not improve at all. So then the other part here is what's interesting with this definition. It's large part how people deal with challenge, not cope, but deal. And there's a, you know, the words are very specific in this definition. And so when we deal with things, we face it head on. We take care of it. We deal with it. We make sure that we do the best we can on how we deal with the situations. And when we can deal with it, coping is kind of like, again, tolerating, but dealing with it is we change it. We know how to face it, change our response to it. And so when we deal with something instead of coping with it, it is a more positive aspect for it. And the mentally strong people generally have a more positive outlook on life. So when we start looking at this, you know, to deal or to cope with, coping is kind of more of a negative or just like, again, a tolerating, where when we deal something, it's more positive. Also, if we look at that definition again, we start to see irrespective of the situation. What's great about that is that it doesn't matter what the situation is. It's how do you behave and are you responsible and accountable in that situation? This means that when an individual is faced with adversity and things don't go well, they accept responsibility for their actions and they remain accountable for the ways in which the situation was dealt with. That's pretty important, right? Because we look at two key factors there is that they are responsible and accountable. So that is regardless of the situation, they don't blame the situation for their outcome. They take responsibility and they take accountability for themselves. This kind of goes into where we, you know, how we do anything is a reflection of how we do everything. So it doesn't matter where the situation is. We bring ourselves to it. You know, we bring ourselves to work. We bring ourselves to play. We bring ourselves around. And when we bring ourselves, we bring our personality. And so how we deal with any situation. So the excuse of, well, it was a stressful situation here and there was an easy situation there. That's irrespective because the individual still has to be accountable and responsible, and you bring yourself with you to each of those different situations. And so when we look at mental strength, part of it is emotional control. So how are you responding or are you reacting in particular situations? You know, are you having a discussion with a coworker and just lose it and start yelling and screaming? Or do you have a discussion with your significant other and really can empathize with them? Mentally strong people have great emotional control. And this is one of the part of the factors of it. And so when you start looking at the mentally strong person, they're able to deal with situations. They're able, and that means just not the situation, but their emotions in that situation. And when they can deal with the situation and their emotions, they're going to come out the other end stronger. They may not get the results that they want, but they also know that every single result is a learning. And these are things that we're going to get into further, because there are four components of mental strength. There's challenge, there's confidence, and there are other ones, and I won't get into it right now, but these are things that we're going to go over. But the key here is that the mentally strong individual really has, it's a personality trait again, which determines in large part how you will deal with challenges, stressors, and pressure, irrespective of the circumstances. Now think about that. And that means deal with, again, yourself and the events. You are accountable and you are responsible. So what I wanted to do is just go through this a little bit and start to talk about this mental strength again, because it's been thrown around by a lot of news people, a lot of athletes, and, you know, whether it's mental toughness or mental strength. And there is very, very, very good psychometric measures that can determine a person's mental strength. As a matter of fact, I started a program, a coaching program around it. There's a measuring tool, an assessment, the mental toughness questionnaire, which is based in years and years and years and years of research, which actually will determine, or not determine, but will be an indication of where your overall mental toughness is right now. And then it develops a program to help move forward in that. And obviously you can do that on yourself, or you can use coaching to help you. The preferred method is using coaching, because generally speaking, when we're given some sort of a developmental program, and if we are not mentally strong enough, we won't do it. It's just the basis of being mentally sensitive. So the best part is to, you know, get a hold of the questionnaire, do it, sit with a coach, whether it's myself or somebody else, and help work through that. And that's a new program that I'm rolling out. But to start off at the basics, I do have that program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can go to warriormindtraining.com and pick that up. It's an online program. It has some very interesting information about the mindset. It walks you through some specific exercises to do to help develop it. And I know that it's been getting great reviews. People have been loving it. And I know that you're going to enjoy it as well. Well, hope you like this podcast. I'm really going to start to focus back in onto mental strength, the components of it, what it is, what it isn't, and how to develop it. Because I think, again, there's been a lot of talk about it out there, and people the information is good, but it's not pinpoint, right? In order for us to work with something, we have to be able to define it exactly. We have to be able to measure it. You cannot improve what you can't measure. And with this mental toughness questionnaire, we're able to measure your mental toughness, and then we're able to work on a program to develop it and remeasure it again. So I'd love to hear feedback about this podcast. I would love to hear feedback in general, and I've been getting some tremendous feedback on my podcast. I appreciate everybody taking that time. You can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.